Am I on? Okay, good. Have I told you guys today that I love you? Just throwing it out? Because I do.
I love you.
Oh, yay. Okay. When do you realize you want something? Or you need something? And then, when you realize that, how do you get it? I was raised in a Christian home, family of seven, homeschooled for a good portion of my life. Baptized at the age of eight, you know, all the good, goody-good Christian stuff. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, I knew I loved God, but how? How did I come to totally be in love with God and knowing it has been like that my whole life? My verse is Psalms 17:8. It says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. So, there are these two eagles, and the daddy eagle and mommy eagle finally decide it's time to have baby chicks. And dad's like, well, we need a place to raise these chicks. And mom was like, okay, I'll go look. And so they're looking around, and they find this cliff. Way up, nothing can bother it. And she's like, this is a good place. So they start collecting their branches, and they start collecting their leaves, and everything to pad it and to make it all nice and cozy. And then they have their little chicks, and they start to grow. And after a while, mom and daddy bird are like, I think they need to go. They're old enough. They need to learn how to fly, get their own family. And the dad's like, you know what? You talk to them about it. Just do your thing. And so mom and bird's like, okay. So she goes to the little baby chicks, and she's like, I think it's time for you to move on with your lives. And the baby chicks like, no way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm comfortable here. I'm enjoying it. You feed me. Nothing's bothering me. I'm happy. Mom's like, this could be a problem. So she goes to daddy, and daddy's like, okay. So he's like, make them uncomfortable. They're way too comfortable here. He's like, okay, I'll do it. And so she starts taking apart the nest. She starts taking out the feathers and the grass and everything that makes it comfortable. And the little baby chicks are like, they're talking amongst themselves, and they're like, we can live with this. It's not as cozy, but I'm still comfortable. And so the mom goes back to dad, and they're like, they're still not going. What do you want me to do? And he goes, okay, just take apart the nest. And she's like, this is our home. He goes, that's too bad. They need to leave. We're done with them for now. And so mama comes back, and my little birdies are off playing on the little cliff. She tears apart the nest, and all the sticks are gone. There's nothing. The baby chicks come back. They're like, what are you doing? Where is our house? And she's like, oh, it's gone. And they're like, well, obviously I see that, but what are you trying to do? She's like, you need to go. You need to learn how to fly. You need to get your own family. I've taught you what you need to know. It's your turn to go do what you need to do. And the baby says, are you crazy? I'm not going to go. I don't even know how to fly. And mom's like, time to learn. So the little baby chick falls off the cliff. And as it's falling, it's thinking to itself, this is a problem. And so the mama was watching it. It's yelling for help, and it's not trying. The mom's like, oh, fine, I'll help you out. So she slides down, and right before, poof, you know, she catches it, and she brings it back up to the top. Bird's like, please don't do that again. That was so scary. I can't believe. And baby bird starts flying off again. This happens a couple times. And the baby bird finally decides, you know what, I should probably try a little harder. Just a little harder. This is the way God is with us. We get in our little comfortable nests, and we like it. This isn't my comfort zone. I don't like this, but he wants me to do it. He told me, that I was way too comfortable with where I was. I knew where I came from. I knew my background. And he had to change that for me. So I started thinking, why am I even here? Everyone's kind of asked that question. I should be dead. I should have been crushed. And it's just like, what is my purpose here? And so, as I was thinking, how did I become to love God as much as I do and like always have that? I don't really think that's normal, but I did. And so I was thinking, and the reason I had a relationship with God is because it was my mom. She homeschooled us. She had patience. This is our typical day for homeschooling. We wake up, have our prayers. Her motto, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. We'd have worship, make breakfast, clean breakfast up, do our chores. Then we'd have recess, maybe math and reading, depending on the day. Then recess again. Bible class, which was way different from worship and prayer time. Then we'd have break. And then we'd have prayers, and then we'd have our lunch. And then art class and music lessons, gymnastics, whatever. Then we'd come back home, have our family worship, talk about our day, and then have our prayers and go to bed. Without me even knowing, my mom was teaching me how to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. She made it easy for us to understand. She would say, you know how Daddy loves you? That's how Jesus loves you. You make mistakes, you mess up. He's always there. He might get us out of our comfort zone, but he still loves you and he wants you back. When we went to the grocery store and she pushed a cart full of kids and a cart full of food, she did it with a smile on her face. When people asked her what daycare she ran or how she handled all the children so wonderfully, her response was always, by the grace of God. I knew she was happy. And she told me it was because she had Jesus in her life. And when she would talk to me about how she felt and why she was happy, I knew that I felt the same way. And so when I gave my life to Christ when I was 8, I did it wholeheartedly. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the apple of your eye, I found out when I was studying how to have that relationship with God, the relationship that my mom was teaching me without me even realizing it. Tricky. So, in Psalms 119, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He wants his word to guide us where we need to go. He wants us to study it, have the right direction. He wants us to have a relationship with him. If I was to have a friend, if I wanted to be friends with someone, and I was like, okay, I want to be your friend, and I bring you up here, and I sit you down, I was like, okay, I want to be friends with you. Time's up, I have to go to school now. What is that? We can't find time to spend with him. If you want a relationship, you have to talk to them. You want to know them. And the only way we can do that is to go to him. In Psalms going further down in Psalms 119, it says, the entrance of the words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple, which is great news, because for people like me, I need it to be simple. The Bible, God geared the Bible towards people at the age of 12. I think my brother's 12. So he should be able to understand it. We should be able to understand it. It's not a hard thing to do. He wants it to be easy so we can go to him whenever we need. In Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Once you have a relationship with God or a relationship with anyone, or like you're excited about something, you can't hide it. You want to tell people about it. I was studying, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I found something that was so cool. I was like, oh, Mom and Dad are in bed. My siblings are in bed. I was like, I'll call somebody. And so at 2 o'clock in the morning, I called my friend, and I shared it with him. It's just, you want to share it with people. In Matthew 6:22, the light is the body of the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, it will let thy whole body shall be full of light. God gave us this word so we can become closer to him. He wants the light, the word, to be our guide. If we don't have that, we can't get closer to him. So, I want you to do something for me. I want you to turn someone next to you. Don't get put on social. I want you to look at them and look until you can see your reflection in their eye. Okay, that's good. Okay. Okay, we're done. That was fun. Okay. How close did you have to be? It was almost like an awkwardly close. When I was reading the apple of your eye, it said, I found in Hebrew that the apple means the little man of your eye. God wants us, he wants to guard us as the apple of his eye. So he's telling us that he wants us to be so close to him that our reflection is in his eye. And that only means that if we're that close to him, he has to be the reflection in our eye. When I was growing up, I saw that reflection. And it was in my mom's eye, and I knew that I wanted it. So, people say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And I get to paint. And before I show you this painting, I like to dedicate it to my mom for showing me how easy it was to want a relationship with God, choose a relationship with God, keep a relationship with God, and show a relationship with God. Whose reflection are you showing?